Here's the story in 90 seconds. It's SGA Election Day, March 11, 2014. An out-of-state student turned whistleblower records a conversation with Vice President of Student Affairs candidate Stephen Keller, who is campaigning on the quad. In that conversation, Keller says that his campaign is working with other campaigns under the banner of Students for Experience Leadership.
Yeah, I know them all. They're all great. We sort of started this platform because we're being opposed by a lot of people who don't have any experience in SGA whatsoever.
Okay. After a landslide victory, Keller admits to passing out neon green flyers that he didn't pay for.
When your financial report comes out, is it gonna say anything about this green form?
No, it's actually not. I only report clients that I personally spent. And I was, like I said, I was handed a couple flyers, started handing them out to students. Thank you very much.
Keller's opponent, Elliot Spillers, calls Keller's admission of elections rule-breaking pretty bold and files a complaint with the elections board.
Justice to have it that, you know, he would get disqualified.
Weeks later, Keller is found guilty of violating the spirit of a fair campaign and is forced to complete 75 community service hours if he wants to keep his job. Spillers then appeals to the student judiciary in a last-ditch effort to disqualify Keller, but is defeated. Keller is now serving in office. For WVUA Radio News, I'm Rich Robinson reporting.